Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Do it or die now. Stand your ground. Don't let your bed breaks go getting on you down.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with a new member of our Brain Trust. She's become a friend of mine over the last couple of months, and we're glad she's here. Emily McHugh, ladies and gentlemen. Emily McHugh, M-C-H-U-G-H is how you spell her last name. She's the author of The Little Girl's Guide to Entrepreneurship. Her company is called Casauri, C-A-S-A-U-R-I. They're the travel and tech accessory business. You got a website, Emily?
Yes, Casauri.com.
C-A-S-A-U-R-I.com. And they can now. Would I see anything there that I would like as a guy, or would it all be? Would it all be?
I would hope so.
So it's not just for girls.
Would it all be? No, it's not. Just like our book is not just for girls, our business is not just for girls.
Okay.
I mean, originally, the products were designed with more color and style, but
yeah.
We do have some unisex products, like in black and other colors.
Right, yeah. Well, now, you know, us guys, I like paisley. I like a nice paisley look from time to time. Hey, Emily, I want to talk about, folks, go check out the website, Casauri.com. Emily, what advice do you have after the trip that you've made to where you are in your entrepreneurial journey? What advice do you have to ladies out there who might be where you were a few years ago and they're wanting to get something started for themselves?
The advice I would give them is to really look deep within themselves to see what is of importance and value to them personally. What is really driving you inside? And then try to overcome any obstacles that may prevent you or try to talk you out of that. So it's really about developing an entrepreneurial mindset and being really true to what you feel you have to bring to the marketplace and really pursue that opportunity. That is extremely valuable. And the thing about it, too, is that it's not that we lack skills or that we lack the wherewithal. It's more so that we really think we cannot many times. And that's
I'm glad you brought that up, Emily, because I was just going to ask you this question. I have a theory about men and women entrepreneurs, about men and women, period, in the marketplace. I think men are more confident most of the time than they deserve to be. And I think women are not as confident as they deserve to be. And if I could say anything to women entrepreneurs or anybody, any woman doing anything really, is you probably are more capable than you give yourself credit for. Don't do that anymore. Be more confident of yourself. What do you think?
Absolutely. Most definitely, because I think what happens is that people underestimate what they take for granted that they know how to do. Oh, I know how to do that. That's second nature to me. And you're like, but that's a really valuable asset
right.
that you have.
And don't minimize
be able
that.
To, that's it. So, and it's also understanding that they have their options. And I highlight that in the book about knowing the options that you have. Many people think, you know, I can grow up to be this or that. But what about becoming an entrepreneur and exploring your entrepreneurial side? And that doesn't mean that you don't maybe have a job somewhere else. That's one fallacy a lot of people think. To be an entrepreneur, you have to have your own business. Not necessarily. You can still have a job and work wherever and still develop an
Do you recommend that? Do you recommend
mindset.
Starting a business on the side and trying to grow it and then eventually grow yourself out of being employed somewhere else? Do you recommend that kind of slow process, bootstrapping?
It depends on your situation and the business idea that you have. Maybe some businesses that make sense for and others it may not. But for me, that's what I did. I started my business in New York, and I would play my violin in the New York City subways. I worked part-time. I did temping. while at night I would be working on my business. And eventually, as things came together, I was able to quit this, quit that, and then focus more.
What I'm hearing, Emily, is that you are not afraid of work. Agree that if you want to be an entrepreneur, you're going to have to not be afraid of work? If you're afraid of work, if you think it's going to be easy, if you think you're going to go to work at 8 and get off at 5 and take a nice lunch hour, you probably don't need to be an entrepreneur. What do you think, Emily?
Well, it's no cakewalk, and I will definitely say that it's always harder than you think it's going to be. People are in love with the idea of maybe being their own boss, but that's also the only thing is you have some maybe flexibility over your time, but the marketplace is your boss. So you'll always have a boss, if you will. And it's critical to structure your time, because that's another thing. I have the freedom now. Well, you have flexibility, but that doesn't mean you don't have structure. So you have to treat it like a real job, even before you're getting any money, even before you see any customers. You have to treat it that way and work into it becoming the reality, taking place little by little every day.
This is such good advice, Emily. The advice you're giving to the folks out there is so powerful. And I love the way you describe entrepreneurship. It's no cakewalk. Boy, howdy, is that the truth, Emily? I love it that you said that. Emily, I need your website, please.
It is kasauri.com, CASAURI.com.
What does that mean? What does kasauri mean?
Oh, okay, well, we took the C-A from the French spelling of chameleon and put it with Soria, and we got the story.
I like it.
It means something that changes and evolves over time.
The book is called The Little Girl's Guide to Entrepreneurship by Emily McHugh. Emily, come back soon. Good job today.
Thank you.
We'll see you next time. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.